I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know the lyrics.
I do, it's okay.
Right, okay.
It's okay.
I'll start it. Do you know the lyrics?
No.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like my toast done on one side. Who likes their toast done on one side?
It's not,
I do.
No, you don't. No one likes their toast done on one side.
I do, it depends on the type of bread. If it's crusty bread.
It's not an English thing though, is it?
Well, let's find out.
Is it?
You can hear it in my accent when I talk.
No.
I'm an Englishman in New York. He's going to get kicked out soon.
Trump.
Oh, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York.
Again?
Oh, I'm getting chucked out and a wall is being built. Trump is chucking me out of New York.
There isn't a Muslim ban. There isn't a Muslim ban.
He says it's not a Muslim ban. Yet it totally is. I cannot reiterate enough that it is a Muslim ban. He's mad. Oh, it's a Muslim ban. It's a fucking Muslim ban. It's a Muslim ban in New York and other states. All of them. Oh, it's a Muslim ban. Banners has a Muslim ban, and Trump's going along with it, and Ivana's looking a bit, I don't know what Ivana's
Ivanka.
Doing.
Ivanka.
Is it Ivanka? Ivanka's the daughter.
No.
Melania's the wife.
Okay, Melania, yeah.
Donald.
Yeah, she's doing a weird one at the moment.
Melania's in the basement in the White House right now, learning how to speak English properly.
No, she's not. She's in New York.
Oh, yeah, she's living
Melania,
in Trump Tower.
Yeah, she's living in Trump Tower. Yeah. She's not going to live
he's
in
You know, he's moving, Donald Trump is moving the CIA and the Secret Service and the financial department into Trump Towers.
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot to do, and it's going to become a bit like Die Hard, isn't it? Because they're all in a tower. You like Die Hard, don't you? You imagine it's all.
He's quite a lot like Hans Gruber as well.
Yeah,
it's like he is. He's all he's doing is figuring out how he can make money out of being president.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. Anyway, whoa.
It's
a nice guitar.
Yeah, it's a lovely guitar. It's not yours, is it?
This is not my. It's not my guitar.
It's not mine either.
Isn't it?
Who's this? Shout out to Gibson.
Thanks, Gibson. Welcome to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 15th of February.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're pre-recording it. I was looking at the date.
Yeah.
And we have a guest this week. Grammy nominee.
Yeah.
Brit Award 2017 nominee.
Mm.
Singer. And other stuff.
Is that your intro? Is that
Leanne
singer and other stuff?
Singer and other stuff.
Guitarist.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
me
on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Are you
again.
A Sting? Are you a Sting fan?
Yeah.
Gordon.
Gordon Sumner.
If you're going to change your name, so you can be a famous singer, probably a good idea to change it from Gordon.
I didn't know it was called Gordon.
Gordon Sumner.
When did he? So he just thought, Gordon. You know, Sting.
Well, the thing I like about Sting changing his name is that there would have been a point in around 1977 where he would have been in the pub with his mates.
Right.
And his friend went, oh yeah, you haven't met, oh this is Gordon. He would have nudged his friend and gone, I fucking told you to call me Sting now.
Right.
Because
yeah.
there's no way people just called him Sting.
No.
That's a nickname that you've given yourself.
Right. Do you think he had like a...
Did he give himself that name though?
I think he did. That sounds like.
I feel like.
Sounds like
it was a hard few months as it took hold. A hard few months as it took hold. But by God, he got.
Maybe it's because he had a high voice, and when he used to go blah in the songs, and it sounded like someone getting stung.
I heard another story.
What was this? What was it?
Something about his like he was wearing a suit that was yellow and black.
Well, he's dressed as a massive bee.
Yeah,
well, then shouldn't he be called
Bee? Calling him Sting. girl.
Are you seriously suggesting that he was once dressed as a massive bee? No, he was a struggling musician at the start.
Wearing a suit.
Right.
Yellow and
black. He was
wearing
a yellow and black suit.
That's what I thought. That's what I heard.
That's quite bold.
Well, it would have evolved as well. Like, it would have lived in a building and they would have gone, oh yeah, that's Bee Man. And then it would have become next time, Bee, Wasp, Honey, Sting. Oh, and then Sting would have been the one we'd be like, okay, let's just leave it there now.
Yeah.
Let's ride out. I'm going to ride out Sting.
Right.
I got some Sting trivia for you.
Can I just ask, why are we talking about Sting?
I just like Sting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. I thought he might have been in the news lately or something.
No. No, he does have a new album out.
Does he?
Yeah. Okay, so I have the name here of Sting's... I have the name here of Sting's first album, right? And we'll move on from Sting in a sec.
No, we don't have to... I didn't mean that.
I fell down a sting hole this week.
Right.
I got stung.
You got stung and you
stung. I do like Sting.
So I'm going to name his first solo album after The Police, right?
Okay.
When he went out on his own. And I'm going to miss out one word.
Okay.
And if either of you get it,
right.
I'll give you £10 cash.
Give him the money right now.
Well, he probably won't get it.
No,
either.
But this is a fan of guessing.
The first Sting, Sting's first solo album.
Sting in my mind.
Released 1st of June 1985 on A&M Records. That's Herb Alpert's record label.
Right.
Herb Alpert did that. He played the trumpet on.
Okay.
Anyway. That song.
Yeah. The album is called. Do you want to know how many units it sold before?
Sure. Is that okay? Fine. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say.
But right.
The Dream of the Blue What?
Sorry, what?
The Dream of the Blue What?
The Dream of the Blue.
And you can each have two guesses.
Well, obvious one is Moon.
Okay, The Dream of the Blue Moon.
No, I'm not guessing that. I'm just saying that's the obvious one.
Well, what's your guess?
I might guess Moon then.
Okay.
As my one
I'm
of my
say,
guesses.
I'm going to say Trumpet. The Dream of the Blue Trumpet.
That makes sense because it's sad.
Yeah.
When you're going with...
I'll get two guesses, right?
Yeah, you can have Moon and Dream of the Blue... What? We're going for...
Ocean.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Herpes.
The Dream of the Blue Turtles.
Oh, okay, Sting.
Right.
You were close with Ocean.
Are we meant to feel
sensitive? Can I have £5?
No, you can have £2. You can have a beer. Oh, no, but you don't drink beer now.
You're a vegan. On the podcast. I am not going to drink until the Brits.
Which you're nominated for. What are you nominated for?
Best solo female.
Have you got your speech?
Best solo female. Best solo female person.
Best British solo female, I think, is the actual...
So they have best international female?
Yes.
Have you got your speech ready?
Mm. Oh, because... You know what? I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
And I thought... it now.
All right.
Okay, so...
But I've got some names. I thought...
You need to... Yeah.
What I thought about was, you know, if I did win...
Yeah.
Whose names I would want to say, and if I didn't say those names... You know, would I be pissed off with myself?
Right.
Who are the other nominees?
Ellie Goulding. Oh, I know you love her.
Yeah, I do like her.
He loves her.
Right.
Neo.
Mm-hmm.
And Anoni.
Right.
Okay. I think you've got a strong chance.
I would love to win it.
Have you put money on you winning?
No.
You should do that.
I'm not a gambler.
Why would you put money on
yourself?
If you're
ever going to gamble on anything.
Surely you'd put your money on someone else. So if you lose, you'd get a bit of money.
That's true. Put money on everyone else.
Yeah. £1 on each.
Yeah.
If you won an award, Josh, how would you take to the podium?
Mm.
Oh, what's the award?
I personally would thump my chest.
Best Asian punk act.
I'd thump my chest for 30 seconds before I said anything.
I'd probably take my mum and just get her to do the speech.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny.
I think that'd go over well.
Oh, she's,
my mum,
great.
I think she could handle it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, what are you going to say if you win? Okay, let's
thank all the people who need to be thanked.
That's her. That is the main woman I would thank.
Okay, so I'm pulling out the envelope. It's James Corden comes out of Lewis Hamilton. Right? Both wearing leather jackets. Corden's wearing a Formula One hat because he's kooky.
Right.
Comes out and he goes, and the winner for best female is... Leanne LaHavas. Ah! Your table stands up. Everyone starts...
Clapping.
Oh,
proud of me.
Well done,
you did it.
And then you're walking up and it goes, Leanna Harris's first album came out. Blah, 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 blah. And then you walk up there. They give you the mic. They give you the statue.
So first of all...
Lewis Hamilton tries to French you.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna tries to friend you. She's not even invited. But yeah. Yeah.
I say, get off you two.
Get off you two. Yeah.
I'd say, oh God, I got the feelings. I'd say, first of all, Beyonce should have won this. And then I say, only kidding. And I would thank my mum, dad, great-grandma, grandma,
yeah.
Josh Weller, Emily Churchill, Duncan Ellis, Thomas Amavici, Warner Music International, Nonesuch USA, and Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
I can, I mean, it's never going to be something I have to contend with in my life.
What would you do? What would you do?
I could never pick up an award properly.
What if you won a BAFTA for best out of work actor who turned it around? Right?
Okay, yeah.
And you're in a film. Who directed La 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 Land?
David Chazelle.
Right. You're in his new film, and it's about an out of work actor who wants to learn jazz, like all his fucking films.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so it's like Rocky with acting.
It's like
Rocky
Whiplash,
with drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And the winner is Timothy Jubri. You go up to the stage. Tim Jubri has been unemployed for the last 5 years. He auditioned for this tape via Skype, and the director got the name wrong. And here we are now. We walk up. Jim Carrey gives you a hug.
I would. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Well, that changes everything.
That changes everything. I'd probably just go, you know, I had this coming, a long time coming, and look at me now.
I mean, you're freezing up even now.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
That's
yeah.
I'm but still shaking.
But fortunately, it's something I never have to...
thought of it.
You have to have it completely down, I think. Like, you have to have it completely down, and then... I would, if I was nominated for anything, I would be more relieved if I didn't win.
I would do a Trump... I'd do it...
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh, God, I don't have to go up there and do the extra thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd verbatim one of Trump's speeches. We're going to build it and try to get everyone to sing along. Build the wall. Build the wall. That's what I do.
Be like the boy.
Yeah.
Be
like. Drain the swamp. He loves his three chants.
Drain the swamp.
Build the blah.
Yeah.
Build the Muslims. You know.
We like Roy.
We like Roy. It's an whole group of misguided people who just love Roy.
Yeah.
You've been nominated for a Grammy.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm. Correct.
But I don't want to rub someone in the wound, but you didn't win. But there's been enough... there's been enough time that you're okay with it, right?
Yeah. I was okay with it then.
Who beat you?
The Weeknd.
Okay, well, he's pretty good.
I just need a lot of bok choy. Go
did
on.
Did you go to the ceremony?
I did go to the ceremony.
And how did
I presented... Eight
awards.
In the pre-ceremony, yeah.
The non-televised bit.
The non-televised. It was on the internet.
How many non-televised how many non-televised awards are there?
It's like, I don't know, like 30.
And you presented 8?
Yeah.
Did you have to do...
It was just 2 other people.
There was like me, I did one.
Tim Allen.
Some guy. I think Anushka Shankar did loads.
Is that Ravi Shankar's kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then... conveniently, I was seated for when my category came up.
When you were robbed of your Grammy victory, when you were robbed, did you have a game face clap that they talk about? You know, like in Friends.
Oh yes.
Had you worked on it?
I just no one was filming any of that, so oh, okay. It was fine. So I could be as you know pissed off looking. As I wanted to be.
Did they cut to you when they go, and the nominees are, and they show everyone in the seats?
No. In that pre-ceremony, it's kind of boring, but you just have like a big screen of the names and the contributors to the song or album.
Mm.
With a black background, white font. That's what it is.
Well, rock and roll is just...
And you actually don't... When I was doing the awards, like, you don't... read out the nominees. You just... there's a teleprompter and then it says ad lib.
Right.
And then you have to...
Did
like,
you sing?
No, well, I should have. I was all nervous. I was like, oh, you know. And then it was like, and the nominees for the blah, blah, blah are...
Right.
Just like that. And you just keep doing that and then you read the winner.
Right. And you had to do 8 of those.
Yes.
Why? Were you not bored?
No, it's the Grammys.
Yeah, that's true.
I presented an award to Grillex and Diplo.
Cool.
It's pretty funny.
Skrillex has put his old band... You know, he was in like an emo band.
Mm-hmm.
Called... I think they were called Every... Oh, no. They were called Every Time I Die, maybe?
Right.
No, it wasn't Every Time I Die.
You only die once, but, you know. I hate to be overly literal, Skrillex, but you only die once.
But he's just put his band back together. He's gone back to like playing emo. He's gone back to playing emo music. Yeah.
So what, is he not in Jack U anymore?
What's Jack U?
Jack U.
What's that?
Was the thing.
Maybe he's got many. Maybe he's got many a project. Probably. He looks like someone who does. I saw him live at Glastonbury, and he was fucking good.
There you go.
Yeah, I was like, I was amazed.
It's actually. Like, what's the EDM genre called?
I want you to guess, Tim, what you think EDM stands for.
Okay.
Is it the actual genre of it?
Yes, it's EDM.
Because I'm.
I've always drum and bass.
No, it's EDM.
No, I'm EDM? Bad at. Oh, if you right, okay. Because I'm well out of the loop. I don't know.
I'll give you the final word. The final word is music.
So electronic.
Yes.
Is it digital music?
Well, no, but there's one and the same thing. Aren't
Electronic dub.
No.
Dubstep.
Dance.
Electronic dance music.
Dance music.
EDM. Why can't you just call it dance?
The Curse of the Blue Turtles and electronic dance music.
Right.
When I said drum and bass, I meant dubstep.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't either, so.
Yeah, well, it's all the same shit, isn't it? Yeah. It's just, I've smoked a spliff, let's boogie. That's what it should be called.
Right.
Well, speaking of spliffs.
What happened this... Legoland! Oh, what a segue!
What a great segue.
Well, what happened this week?
Yeah.
Update me.
Well, they found a cannabis farm in Legoland.
Right.
And not one newspaper made the joke about block. Like what? A block of Lego and a block of hash.
But, oh, it's not.
It's a bit tenuous, isn't it? Yeah.
Why is that tenuous?
It's a bit tenuous.
Because no one calls it a block.
What? No, have you got any, have you got any weed? You go, I got some block.
Have you ever bought weed?
No. No, actually, yes, I did. I bought weed off Sam Sharp in the toilets at school when I was 12 years old.
The surname of the dealer.
He had the back of his shirt untucked.
Sam Sharp.
I thought that was really cool. He had the back of his shirt untucked. I was like, that guy.
He's gonna do me weed right now.
He's a rebel. And I bought an eighth or a teenth.
Right.
Of what?
Of block.
Teenth.
Of resin.
A teenth. Like yeah, resin block. Yeah,
right, block.
And then I went around Max's house.
Oh, I forgot you went. Right. You didn't grow up in London.
No, I did not grow up in London.
It was called a teenth.
Yeah, what was it called where you were?
A Henry.
No, that's an eighth.
Yeah.
Yeah, a half of an eighth is a teenth, a sixteenth.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh, no.
Anyway, they found a cannabis farm in Legoland.
Yeah. Yes. Excellent.
That takes balls as a staff member. There's a
what to own up about it.
It's very demotivated.
Instead
staff.
Of
to
just...
do it, like you, the worst. Oh, stuff, if you okay. turn up 20 minutes late, that's bad. But to grow a cannabis farm.
Has it been discovered that it's a guy that worked there or girl that worked there?
They have denied. They said it was technically off-site, but it was on-site.
Right.
I love that.
But I mean, I guess
it makes you want to go to Legoland.
It does, yeah. And they thought it was bad
as
press.
As an adult.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they think it's bad press.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why.
what else happened this week? I mean, Trump. I mean, what is there? Great. Every week it's just... I don't know what to say about it. The Nordstrom's thing.
What's that?
What's that?
Nordstrom's is a clothing company in America.
Okay, yeah.
And they cancelled Melania's clothing line, and Donald was tweeting about it. Mm. Donald.
He is...
so
on fire
great.
With the tweets. He's just like, wow.
He capitalises like a crazy guy.
Yeah, he's
really
does.
He capitalises
tweets. And if you have a guy who's a commander-in-chief capitalising his tweets.
See you in court.
See you in court, exclamation.
Do you think anyone is sat behind him while he's writing those tweets? And you know, like, when you're drunk and you're like, this is a...
He's like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Don't do it, Donald. Don't do it, Donald. Don't. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
And everyone's phones go...
Oh, Donald! Well, I'm sure
there must be people sat behind him being like, Donald, please don't do that. Just go have a bath, go to bed. Anyway, what else happened this week? It was Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope you
got some.
Hope you did the good sex.
Right. What's that?
Valentine's
Day.
For
a bit longer.
All three positions.
Put in all the efforts.
That's my joke. All three. From behind, on top, and normal.
And normal.
God, I feel like we just haven't asked you anything. You're very successful.
Oh, well, now, I don't know.
You did the Albert Hall?
I did play the Royal Albert Hall. you open for me.
Do you now, in the cold light of day...
I was there, taking photos.
Do you regret that decision?
Nope.
Really? You don't regret asking a punk band to open for you?
No, I don't.
I don't regret playing it. It was one of my favourite nights ever.
Well, I loved it.
There was.
I love you.
Yeah, I thought you were great. You're both great. I regret being there because they chucked me out.
They chucked him out. What?
No, you didn't.
Well, I went down to take photos.
Who chucked you out?
I went down to take photos.
The security.
I had a press pass to go in. And this guy obviously didn't like me very much because I showed up with my inferior camera. And he was like,
I can't believe this.
He was like, you're going to get three songs. I was like, okay. Three songs came. I just hung on for a little longer and they chucked me out. But he was always going to chuck me out and they escorted me out of the hall. So I literally had to leave the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Oh no, I couldn't know. And I left and I just went down to the pub. Sat there.
I
just waited there. Just drinking. Oh, this sucks.
Did you come in for Leanne's show?
Well, I didn't have the chance to. I couldn't, you know. This very officious guy was like, no, off you go.
Wow.
I wish I'd known, honestly.
I could have hooked it up.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Could have.
Pulled some strings.
I couldn't. I was just the lowly opening
guy.
Don't worry. Next time you talk to me.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'll sort you out.
All right.
I'm shocked by that.
What?
Well, I don't know.
You didn't miss much.
Well, you see, this protocol, it's all protocols. Protocol, but like, that was fun, wasn't it?
You did miss a phenomenal gig.
I know, yeah.
And a phenomenal headline.
I loved your set, Josh.
Thank you so much. Honestly, I loved your set.
People
were crying.
I was crying.
When you brought that orchestra out.
The choir.
orchestra.
The voice orchestra.
Yeah. You were watching so intently. It was my old school choir. And I basically earned my stripes in that there choir. Yes.
What's the name of the choir?
Used to be called the Norbury Manor Special Choir.
Mm.
But then they changed it to the Norbury Manor Celeste Choir. But yeah, so when I was 13, I plucked up the courage to audition. And I just stayed in the choir throughout, and I went to sixth form at my high school, so I was the oldest member of the choir by the time I left.
Is that a church choir?
No, just school choir.
Okay. That's great that you could have them in. And
yeah, and it was the same teacher.
Wow.
Shout out to Emma Stevens.
Hi, Emma.
Who I still call her Miss Cavadino.
That's sweet.
Because, I can't ever say her first name. That's weird.
Yeah.
It was like pretty... Emma. Phenomenal to be in that room watching your set, because I sat in the choir stalls behind.
Oh yeah.
So you still got to see like the whole room while she was performing.
Mm.
Pretty magical.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, don't be silly. It was an interesting gig. Like when your manager calls you and is like, "Are you sure you want to do this?" That's when you know that it's like, really? Why would we not want to play the Royal Albert Hall? And they were like, "Because you're a punk band."
So what?
And she's a soul singer.
So my thing was, you know, why can't you like what I do and like what you do?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, there's so many, when you go to so many gigs now, it's always the same.
I love Weezer.
Yeah, you get, when you go watch a band, you get like a lesser version of that band opening for them. Rather than like a
real... Yeah, what's the point of having like the same thing, but smaller?
Yeah, you might as well just have two great things, or three great things, and it doesn't matter what they are.
Of entertainment.
Yeah, gigs have become very preconditioned to
sit. And luckily
sit.
You're very entertaining.
Thanks very much. It's because I want people to like me because I'm self-conscious.
Samesies.
I had an amazing moment before that gig where it was like that episode of Curb Enthusiasm where it was like my dad texted me saying that we're not on the guest list. How do I get in? And I had to like run upstairs, go to the box office, and I was sorting out the tickets. And then on the intercom, it just went, "And the Kenneths will be performing in 3 minutes."
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God!
Oh, fuck. I had to run. It was horrible. Thoroughly enjoyable night.
You made it, though.
Yeah, we did. And now you're Brit nominated. Congratulations.
Pretty...
Grammy and a Brit.
The Oscars.
Did you get Ivan Novello? No, not Ivan Novello.
I did get Ivan
Novello get,
nominated.
The one that Jules Holland hosts.
And that. Jules Holland nominated.
Mercury.
He doesn't host that.
He hosts, yeah, he does. He's
no,
heard,
he doesn't.
He used to host the Nike Music Prize.
Did he?
Yeah. The only one left for you is Oscar.
Yeah, Oscars, BAFTAs, here I come.
Would you ever do a song, theme tune?
Absolutely.
Mm.
I've got my eye on that Bond theme.
What would you call... I know you have to call it after the film, don't you?
Hopefully I wouldn't get a shit.
What's the next one going to be called?
Brexit to a Bullet. Bullet to a Brexit.
Brexit, yeah.
It's just him trying to get his visa to get into another country so he can kill someone.
Yeah, yeah. He goes the whole application process.
Just at the embassy.
It's very slow.
Yeah. The whole movie is him at the US embassy. No, I'm Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, and how long are you planning to be in the United States?
His application would read really badly. Bond's US embassy application. What do you do? I'm a spy. Do I have a license to kill? He just sounds like a terrorist.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He wouldn't get in.
No, he wouldn't.
I'd watch that. I haven't seen any of the new Bond films. Or any of the old Bond. I've seen like 3 Bond films.
Well, that's you'd watch the film which charted his lengthy application green card
yeah.
process.
I'd watch that.
Right, good. Yeah. Good. I can't. You would be more of a political piece. Yeah. Yeah.
Bullet to a visa.
Bullet to a visa.
You only visa twice.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Octa visa.
Oh.
Doctor visa. Doctor visa.
It's not that good.
Anyway, before we do the letters.
Letters.
Yeah, people write in with their problems.
Awesome.
Before we do the letters, you had a question for Leanne.
Because it's a Valentine's.
Well, because Leanne was cooking us dinner before the show, which has never happened on this show.
No.
I cooked dinner for these two.
What did you cook?
I made a mushroom and tomato
rigatoni.
Rigatoni pasta with a side salad.
Yeah.
Of bok choy and some lettuce.
What was that? Sorry?
Bok choy.
Love it.
Thank you so much. That's the first time we've been fed ever.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I really like cooking and I like when people act like they like it.
It was delicious.
Mm. All right, sweet.
I mean, I did cover it in Tabasco, but that's a
compliment. That's allowed.
Yeah, it's
people,
a choice.
Yeah, people misunderstand that.
Because it's either you like hot stuff or not, rather than it needs hot stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I think so. Is adding ketchup to a meal an insult to the
chef? Massively.
But adding Tabasco...
Not an insult.
...is a compliment.
Adding hot sauce, not an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Although, to be fair, I don't really get that insulted if people want to... spice it up themselves or...
With ketchup.
Yeah, do ketchup. My mother puts ketchup on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And people that add some salt, I noticed you added salt.
Oh yeah, before salt.
You tasted.
Oh really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
But it's okay because...
No, actually I did taste.
Did you?
Yeah, in your face.
Didn't see that.
I can give you a forensic blow-by-blow account. I tasted it, I added salt, and you said... I think it needs more salt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So were you saying that because you saw me putting salt on it?
Yes, I was.
And you were trying to deal with the emotion of that?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay if you tasted it.
Yeah, I did taste it.
So then that's fine. Because, when you're cooking for a big crowd, not everybody likes it, that salty.
What was your question?
My question was, because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know the guy who comes round and goes... Rose for the lady. Like, if you're on a date, would you like a rose bought for you by the guy who's with you? Or would you think it was cheap and tacky?
I don't think it's cheap and tacky.
Right.
But if I'm already at a nice restaurant with a guy,
yeah,
it's probably looking good for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't mind if he decided not to.
What if he just went and bought it and went, we'll split this? Just the rose. I'm getting dinner, but let's split the rose. Because, come on. Come on, this is not cheap.
Do you want a rose? Have you got a quid?
Yeah, I'm only a barista. Come on.
What if he did that? I would hope that he was joking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, you're funny.
What if there was one of those...
You're funny.
Gonna get some.
What if there was one of those dinner time... What if there was one of those dinner time violinists?
Yeah.
And he went, and he clicked his fingers...
And he went, this one, and pointed at you.
And he plays...
this one, play for this one. Yeah.
How would you feel okay with that level of attention?
I'd just be like, no, please stop.
Okay, what about this? You're on the date.
Yeah.
It's in between courses. Nice restaurant.
Yeah.
What's a nice restaurant?
Pizza Express.
You've had the dough balls, right? 4 quattro formaggi is on its way.
Right.
The dream. Yeah.
Right.
And the look of love is playing.
Okay.
Of love, low light. He says, do you want to dance? And you go, I don't think they allow dancing here. And he goes, I'm sure it's fine. Would you do it? Or would you be like, I don't want to dance, this is a restaurant?
I would do it.
You would?
Yeah, I think that was nice.
Wow. Romance eludes me.
What if he just went, do you like the music? Picked it out for you. And then he goes, I've got a haiku. I've written a haiku for you.
Oh my God.
It's in case anyone listening doesn't know what haiku is, it's a very underrated Japanese poetic form.
Which is what?
Five syllables, five syllables.
There is
it doesn't even
a
have
very
to fucking
notable
rhyme.
One in Wayne's World.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we're looking down on Wayne's basement.
It doesn't even have to rhyme.
That's not Wayne's basement.
Isn't that weird?
What?
Hey, there was a haiku.
There's a
what was the Wayne's World quote from in the guitar shop?
Oh,
pre CBS Fender Stratocaster with the whammy bar, pre CBS buyout. And then she goes, if that was mine,
File down the nut, take the buzzard, do the thing, file down the nut, take the buzzard, low E.
Oh, we've got to find that out. That's a great quote.
There we go.
I love this woman.
God, I love this woman.
Yeah.
What is the fucking... Oh, it's so annoying. It was the same bit I forgot before.
Yeah, we'll find it.
We'll find it. Yeah.
Slot it in.
We'll just cut it in here.
Splice it.
What about this? You're on the date.
God, yeah.
And the look of love, 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 love. Someone playing on the piano is in your eyes.
God.
This is for all the lovers in the audience. It's a special time of the year. Special night of the year. Only happens once a year where you can really celebrate your love. And we're so glad you chose to do that here at the Tropical. I don't know, wherever you are.
The Tropical.
The Tropical. Les Tropical.
Les Tropical, right? Yeah.
And with then he goes, this is a little number that Barry asked me to play for his date. He says, Leanne is the most beautiful woman. And then, check this out, flash mob proposal.
Oh!
Right, everyone in the restaurant's orchestrating, and he's filming the whole thing, and it's like everyone breaks into a choreographed dance. Impressed or a little bit embarrassed?
Impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you love the romance.
I just like funny stuff. Really funny.
What about red silk tighty whitey underwear that he is wearing?
What's tighty whitey?
You know, like just briefs.
Oh yeah, I like a brief on a man. I like it when a guy
wears
underwear.
I don't like
underwear.
A man to be brief. What?
You like it when a guy wears underwear?
Just full stop.
It's just polite.
It's like, yeah. Nice, thanks.
Yeah.
So Leanna Havis is an old romantic.
Old, yeah.
Young romantic.
A young romantic.
Old soul.
Yeah.
Neo soul.
Old, yeah.
Asshole.
Let's not quibble.
Let's take a short break here and see if we haven't pissed off all of our sponsors again. And see if there's any adverts here.
Dingo and the baby!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back.
There it is. Excalibur.
Wow. 64 Fender Stratocaster in classic white with triple single coil pickups and a whammy bar.
Pre-CBS Fender corporate buyout.
I'd raise the bridge, file down the nut, and take the buzz out the low E.
God, I love this woman.
There we go.
I'd
raise the bridge.
The one thing that...
File down the nut and take the buzz out of the
I just think the whammy bar bit is the one bit that stops it where you're like, oh, okay, well, that's clearly a line and she doesn't know about guitars. Which makes sense because she's an actress, not a professional musician. But, like, I don't think you'd go and a whammy bar.
We don't know that, though.
I don't think you'd point out that a Strat has a whammy bar.
Wouldn't you?
You'd kind of expect a Strat to have a whammy bar.
Would you?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't play them because they're weird.
Mine doesn't have one, but it does have a hole for one.
Is there anyone who's ever legit got away with playing a whammy bar?
Jeff Beck.
I'll just let that linger in the ether. Every week you can write into the show, EBP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having, like a work problem, like...
This has got a lot better since we last did this.
Right. Okay, hang on. Okay. You're at work and you decide to do something for charity. You land on a fun run, you think you can organise a fun run, so you get right on it. You try to get everyone to do the fun run, but no one really feels into it. Some few people sign off out of guilt. But you need an incentive, you need to motivate them to do the fun run, so you buy a fun run gun. A fun run gun to start the fun run. A fun run gun to start the fun run. You take it into work. You show everyone the gun and it goes off. Everyone gets scared and freaks out and runs away because it's a real gun. Oh God, it's a real gun. Everyone's run out of the building now. Oh my God, the police have been called. It's a real gun. You're in deep shit and every gesture of surrender is taken as a gesture of aggression. They storm the building and they shoot you in the leg. They take you off to hospital and arrest you right into the show.
There you go.
Or maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
You go out on a Tinder date with Sandra, it's going really well. You decide to see each other again, and you see each other again and again and again. You've seen each other for 2 weeks, almost solid, it's going really, really, really well. And then after a few months, you realise she's trying to dress you as Antonio Banderas.
In Zorro.
Eventually, she starts buying all sorts of Spanish-themed things. And starting to get a bit weird. Then you bump into her ex-boyfriend, who's also dressed as Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas.
It's hard to say that one.
It's hard to sing it and play. Mm. Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. Fuck.
So how's it going with Sandra? You go, it's not going too well. Look at me. You both look Spanish. And you go to a tapas place. You go to a tapas place. And they think you're making some kind of statement.
Paella.
You go to a tapas place. You go to a tapas place. And they call the police up because they think you're getting a bit xenophobic. You're dressed like Antonio Banderas. And you're in a cell now.
Are you wearing the mask? The Zorro mask?
You're wearing the Zorro mask as well.
They ask you to take it off for the mugshot.
You say no.
You say if you want it, you're going to have to fight me for it. And you've got the sword, so you fight a policeman.
It's a hollow victory.
They tase you. And now you're numb from the waist down.
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 Waist down. Waist down.
Waist down. Numb from the waist down right into the show.
Yeah, right into the show.
Or maybe it's a sexual problem, like...
You're turned on by ecological disasters.
First letter. Dear EBP, I just saw my ex-girlfriend in the pharmacy with her new man. I've been doing fine since we broke up.
I've been doing
fine. Yeah. like I was over her. No, like, I've been doing fine since we broke up and felt like I was over her, but seeing her with some young, buff yoga hipster... bit angry, has brought it all these horrible feelings back.
The cream of some young guy.
Hipster has brought all these horrible feelings back. Do I want her back or am I just jealous? What should I do? I can't stop thinking about her.
He's gel.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
not
just well gel.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
That's just the first time you've seen her since you broke up.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is definitely going to be the hardest. Then it gets easier.
Yeah, and this is a Grammy nominee giving you advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brit nominee.
Who's got a lot of ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. She knows a lot about losing.
Too many boys.
Okay, not that many, but some enough boys. To know that it gets easier with time.
Follow him. Just follow him. And
nothing says I'm over you like stalking your ex-girlfriend's new lover.
Siri lives, you know.
That's it.
Just knocking his door. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's as much advice as I've got so far. Tune in next week.
It was in a pharmacy.
Our time is up.
Our time is up.
It was in a pharmacy as well. So he was probably buying like cod liver oil and like moisturizer. And he saw the ex-girlfriend.
Stuff to make him more bendy.
Yeah, and just grab loads of condoms and lube so he looked like he was busy.
Lube?
You know? I don't know. That's what people buy in pharmacies,
yeah, yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
That would you in any potentially emasculating and embarrassing situation, I make a beeline for the lube.
I don't think that you love her. I think you're over her, and it's just brought up. It's always going to bring stuff up. next letter.
We answered that, didn't
we? Yeah, we did. That was good advice. Cut
Should
off
I
time.
Read one?
Yeah, cut off time.
Have you got three?
We got three.
We can all read one.
Cut off time.
What are you... Oh, what?
That one.
Oh. Dear EBP, my brother just had a go at me for calling him at 10 p.m. Sorry, I shouldn't have. I can't believe how boring his life is. When is the actual cut-off time for calling people?
Well,
do you like that? These are the problems that people send us.
You might have to read that again.
No.
We got it. I think we got it.
Cut-off times are individual to everyone, aren't they?
True.
I think there's a cut-off time if you have kids.
You turn your phone off at night.
Do you?
You turn your phone off when you go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Or you put it on Do Not Disturb.
Because if someone I love dies in the middle of the night, I might as well just find out in the morning.
They're still going to be dead. That's a fair point.
They're still going to be dead.
4 a.m.
They're still going to be dead. You know what I mean? I might as well face that grim reality on 8 hours sleep.
When I text you at night, it doesn't come through.
No,
it goes
through
green.
Yeah, in the morning it will come through. And I'll just get 7 texts.
What's the cut-off time? Okay, okay.
Yeah, if you have kids,
it's 10.
It's different depending on your actual age, I think. Like if it's, you know, if it's a kid that's supposed to be in bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Kids have phones now. So if they're supposed to be in bed, you know, at 9, then fair enough. Don't call anyone at 10.
I've never turned my phone off at night. So maybe...
I quite like your style, Tim.
I've never turned mine off. I just don't see the point. I like being able to, I'm ready. I'm ready for the disaster at any moment. If it's 2 a.m. and I get a text, I immediately am like, okay, who's dead? That's
it. Oh my God, really?
Yeah. If I get a call from...
I think who's drunk? Who's out and drunk?
You up? Question mark.
Who's booty calling?
Oh,
you all know what that means. You up?
Why is his phone not on silent? If he has a problem with being contacted after a certain time, bro.
Exactly. It's a two-way street.
Just put it on silent. Your alarm clock will still go off if your phone is in silent mode.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to the bro would be just, you know, don't answer it. Put it on silent.
Call him tonight at midnight, and when he picks up, just say, put your phone on silent, and hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
Problem solved. Everyone learns their lesson.
And tell him he has a boring life.
I don't believe in the cutoff anyway. I don't like the cutoff.
Love that.
I don't think there should be a cutoff.
Why is his
life so boring?
Okay, last letter. Okay, so I'm trying to stop swearing as much on the show.
Yeah,
so
are.
I'm going to avoid.
Why? I thought this was an adult.
It's an adult show, but you know. Yeah, it's just, you know, people. You know, some people don't want to hear the C word.
Fuck shit ass bitch cunt.
Bish.
Yeah. I was quoting Eminem and I couldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Fuck shit ass bitch cunt. Shibbity doo wah. Skibbity bee bop. Christopher Reeves.
Exactly. Fuck. We need to do some
more podcasts.
Eminem stuff. and that. You need to do just an Eminem special.
Podcast. Yeah, we should. That's not a bad idea.
Because that was...
The beauty of the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
So this one is called Some...
say that.
Some Cunt is the title.
It's called Some Cunt. Right?
So...
I love that.
I'd regard myself... I feel like I need to read this out in a voice because I feel like I've already pre-read this.
Yeah.
And I already am not on the guy's side.
You judged the guy.
Do you want
a little bit. Let me read it out so then everyone understands, not just me. So... I regard myself as not being affected by girls emotionally. It's always me who ends relationships, wears the trousers, etc., etc.
etc.
But recently, I met a girl. We were caught up in an emotional hurricane, and then we broke up because I decided she wasn't into me. This wasn't the case. Anyway, 2 weeks on, I'm still like a broken little bird. I've met a couple of old flames and got back on the apps, etc.
Right.
But nothing is helping the fact that we're not together, and I know we had a lot of potential. We haven't talked since we broke up, which for reference, I did in the most dramatic way possible to leave a scar.
Oh my God.
To leave a scar.
Despite her effort to be civil. But I don't know what to do. I really want us to get back to how we are. When we were put together, we were perfect, until I put doubt on the whole thing. What the fuck do I do? She's the first girl who's defeated me. What a cunt. That's how he's
ended. What a cunt. Yeah. That's not you commenting. Right.
I'd read that letter out to yourself in the mirror and then ask yourself if that's a nice way to write a letter.
You need to delete all those apps and switch off your phone, switch off your telephone, buy a yoga mat.
This guy's a dick.
And then kill yourself.
Is this maybe a joke?
It's probably definitely. No, I don't know, actually.
It sounds like it's too far gone to be a joke.
I what's the question? Is how do I get over her or how do I win her back?
But why did you dump her to leave a scar? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like a preemptive strike.
Yeah,
but... And on the Valentine's Day special, how could you?
Exactly.
He shouldn't be with anyone.
No, it sounds like you need to do some soul searching and get happy with who you are first.
In the afterlife,
maybe go to Thailand, get yourself a nice villa.
Yeah.
What? Just out of interest, what date should you go to Thailand?
Between the 16th and 20th of February.
Why is that?
Maybe he could meet someone at Wonderfruit Festival.
What's Wonderfruit Festival?
It's a festival of some kind that I'm playing.
Wow. Who's headlining?
Sting.
No, he's not.
No.
Is he?
Just get yourself down Bangkok. Have a lovely pad thai.
I think if you're breaking up with someone because you're scared of being loved and also you're doing it to hurt her, I think you've got a lot of work to do personally before you can consider getting back with her. Because if you do get back with her, you're probably not going to be the kind of boyfriend that anyone's going to want.
Exactly.
And don't take that the wrong way.
No, no.
I'm sure you're a nice person.
Your ultimate message, Josh, is promoting self-love.
Yes, love yourself. To thine own self, be true.
Yeah.
When in Rome. I don't know. Phrases. One in the tree is worth two in the bushes. Is that what it is?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, then were you going to die at sea? I don't know.
That's it.
I would say work on yourself first, and then when you feel like you can go out with someone and you're not scared of being loved, then give her a call.
Okay. Work on yourself.
And improve you.
Work on yourself.
Yeah. Self-work. Moisturise the soul. Anyway, that's it for this week. I think we're done. Leanne Le Havas.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
Good luck at the Brit Awards.
Yes. Cheers.
And I hope you win. And congratulations on the second album.
Thank you.
Good luck writing the third album.
I'm going to need that luck. Thank you.
Well
it's
done.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Mm. It's hard. I have no idea what I'm going to do. It's hard.
But you felt that way with the second record, probably.
No, definitely had a clearer idea.
Just write some songs.
Yeah, I suppose.
Some good songs.
Yeah.
That's it.
And yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I'm going to do that.
And you can do that.
I like writing songs.
Yeah, just write some songs and then put them out.
Okay.
Done. thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Join us next week for more Nothing on the Excitable Boy podcast. Here comes the theme tune.